Saturday with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Áine Kerr here in for Cullum O'Mungon. With me are Gerry Buttermer, Fine Gael, Minister of State at the Department of Rural and Community Development, Sinn Féin's Ona Brin, and Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman. The Housing Activation Unit, the Housing Czar, the much debated controversy that's resulted in a row between the coalition parties, though they will of course deny this, and the public declaration from the man we understood to be the preferred candidate that he no longer wanted to be considered for the role. It began back on April 4th with an interview by Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Here's a reminder of how it unfolded from there.
And also a lot of talk about the need for a housing czar to break the log jams and delays. You've spoken about this again. When?
Imminent. We've already made decisions on that. We're setting up the strategic housing office within the Department of Housing, and a person has been identified, and obviously the minister will announce that very, very shortly.
So I think Czar has been a bit strong. This is an activation forum. This is another practical solution.
But isn't that the job of the minister? Problem.
So the job of the minister is to set policy and set direction for his department.
But he needs a czar, is that it?
There's no czar. Sorry, just for clarity, there's no czar being appointed.
Going back to this specific activation office, will it be headed by Brendan McDonagh, and will he retain the salary he receives at NAMA?
So Housing Activation Office will be headed by a CEO. I've identified a preferred CEO for that role. It has to
the
be somebody.
The name Brendan McDonagh has been widely reported. No, can you confirm that it's him?
Well, like, he hasn't been appointed yet. He is my preferred candidate. I've no problem acknowledging that. But we will be bringing a name to the Housing Cabinet Committee this Thursday for further discussion on that.
It sounds like you're not averse to Brendan McDonagh taking that role on 430,000.
I'm reluctant to be making the case for any candidate at the moment, mm-hmm. for the simple reason, as I've emphasised throughout our discussion on the matter, that the party leaders and the government yet have to make a decision on the matter.
Brendan McDonagh contacted James Brown this evening and wished the government well in the setting up of this new office, but said he didn't wish to be considered any longer for the role.
Now, and Tony, Simon Harris was on the Late Late Show last night. He denied he had quote-unquote blocked the appointment of Brendan McDonagh. This is what he had to say.
Now, to be honest, I don't like the word block. I just didn't think it was a good idea, being honest, to go straight ahead
that,
with the appointment.
That particular person.
With the appointment of any kind of individual person on a set salary without just taking a little bit of time to think this through. And when I talked that through, being truthful, I think the Taoiseach agreed with me.
Minister, it's all been pretty embarrassing, hasn't it?
Good afternoon, Anya. Well, first of all, it's the issue that we as politicians and as a government have to face, and housing is a priority. It's great for people in the media to see, you know, this being, you know, revved up into an all row or whatever, but it's not. It's about ensuring, as the Taoiseach said in the Dáil this week, as the Taoiseach has said, getting the process right, making sure that we put in place, which I think everybody's committed to, based upon the Housing Commission recommendation of having a strategic housing activation office, you know, and that's the important thing. That's why a budget of almost €7 billion has been given to housing. It is imperative and important for us as a government, and for those of us who are politicians representing people,
okay, Minister,
that we do, if I may just say, increase supply, build more homes, and give people what they want. Is the house of their own and the home of their own.
And those goals are clear. But if we go back to when you listened there to the Taoiseach, listened to the Taoiseach and all that went on in between, something broke this week. Trust has been broken, would you accept? And whether it was over the pay issue or it was the Housing Minister James Brown going on the News at One on Tuesday and mentioning the name of his preferred candidate, was that the breaking point?
I think to use the word trust is broken is wrong. There was a very good meeting between the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach on Monday and Thursday. A resolution to the setting up of the office has been agreed. There will be a housing activation chief executive or lead appointed. Government is very much committed to that. If you look at what we're doing as a government, and I'll give you two examples. One is the creation within the department of deeper of an infrastructure prioritisation unit. Secondly, if you take the example here in Cork yesterday, where you had the Land Development Agency, Cork City Council, private developer and government working together to ensure almost 1,000 homes being built, shows that we must come to housing.
And Minister...
If I may just finish, because I know the media love to dramatise and have a row between people, but it's about delivery. As a Taoiseach keeps saying, and he's right, and I get it every day in my office and I meet people every week, they want to have the home of their own.
And that delivery, Minister, does require collaboration between coalition partners. And you need only open your newspapers today and see a lot of documentation on the timeline of events here. Fianna Fáil colleagues saying that ministers in Fine Gael knew, you know, weeks ago, as early back as during the Easter break, that people had been given a heads up that there was transparency on this. So something has gone awry when then this falls away on Thursday. A preferred candidate comes out and says they're removing themselves from contention, and a government is back today looking for a CEO to lead out on this effort.
And that's why process is important, and it's important that we understand the skill set, the type of person. But it isn't just about one person. It's about an organisation working with government, working with the Land Development Agency, working with private sector to develop and construct and increase supply of housing. And we can look at the personality piece and we can take the conversation to that if you want to. But personalities won't build houses. The debate today that will ensue maybe about this won't be about supply, but it'll be about a personality who does lead or who doesn't lead. Yes, the salary may have been prohibitive. Personally, I thought it was a bit high and I wasn't comfortable with it, but that's just my view. What government are committed to and what most opposition parties are agreeable on is the need for a housing activation office based upon the Housing Commission report. And as the Taoiseach has repeatedly said, it's about breaking down silos. It's about delivering and driving delivery. And if you take it, for example, so if I'm
dealing... Minister, can I just ask you on that, on the activation office? You know, there'll be people listening today and we all know the figures when it comes to the 15,000 people who are homeless living in emergency accommodation, the 4,653 children who are part of those numbers, the thousands not able to move out of home, the thousands in rentals who'd love to be able to buy their home. We know also the government has put resources at this. The Department of Housing has something like 1,819 staff. You look across Land Development Agency, Housing Agency, hundreds more staff. Are you still absolutely convinced, Minister, today that this housing activation office is needed and more resources need to be applied to it when you actually have a Minister for Housing, a Department of Housing, a Land Development Agency, a Housing Agency and others trying to do parts of this already?
And herein lies the pathway to increase supply, is it's about the collaborative, collective engagement of all the pieces. And the example I give you again is yesterday here in Cork, the Land Development Agency working in partnership with the Cork City Council, with developer, with the government, creating and having ready to go sites here in Cork. So what I'm saying to you is very simple. We can debate all we want to, and it's very glamorous and very sexy and gets the media headlines. But to the people on the housing list, to the people who want to buy their own affordable house or who want their home of their own, it doesn't help them. Okay. What will help is the agency being able to liaise with the utility company, with the city or county council, with whoever, ensuring that water, waste treatment, planning are all coordinated, utility company, so that we can have a situation where, for example, in parts of our city here in Cork, we're told here in our own city of Cork, where in a particular area we can't build houses because we haven't got a suite of measures in place. Okay. The Land Development Agency, with the housing activation, with government, will be able to drive that change.
Okay, Minister, I'll take the others in. Thank you for that. Owen O'Brien, you had a similar idea in your election manifesto on foot of the Housing Commission. You're a very passionate voice on this topic. Would you ever consider reaching across the political divide and saying, listen, I'll be your housing czar, let me at it?
I have to say, if you ever wanted confirmation of the absolute shambles of the government's housing policy, it's not just the last week, it's the last 6 weeks. And the trust that has been broken is actually the trust with the public, particularly people who may have voted for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael under the impression that they were going to do something about housing. First of all, let's be very clear. The biggest problem here is actually the government hasn't implemented the Housing Commission recommendation. And for me, this is the most important one. You're absolutely right. In our alternative housing plan, A Home of Your Own, we fully and publicly endorse endorsed the Housing Commission's proposal for a Housing Delivery Oversight Executive, a body that would have emergency powers underpinned by legislation.
Yeah, and I know in your own election manifesto, just because I imagine for listeners, they're listening to Housing Commission that came out with its 2024 report. They wanted an oversight executive. The government has gone with what it's calling an activation office, but it was going to be on an administrative basis. Your own policy talked about implementing the commission on a non-statutory basis while preparing the necessary legislation. So I know you're talking about not enough powers and enforcement powers, but your own Sinn Féin manifesto had accepted that this would have to be on a non-statutory footing at first, while building towards legislative powers.
So the key thing which we fully endorsed both in our alternative housing plan and manifesto is that if you're going to create a housing delivery oversight executive, which we need, it has to have underpinning legislation. It has to have emergency powers. The government have made it clear this week, John Cummins on Primetime made it clear the government has no intention of doing that. So of course, while you're setting up the office, it's operating on a non-statutory basis while the legislation is being prepared. But in fact, if you look at what James Brown did this week, he did something even more bizarre. He's created three new structures within the Department of Housing. He's created a housing delivery committee. He's created a housing delivery industry group and this oversight executive. And exactly as the Minister of State has just outlined, we've also got two new structures in the Department of Public Expenditure
Reform. But what do you say to the charge from Taoiseach Micheál Martin this week of hypocrisy from Sinn Féin when a similar concept was in your manifesto to what the government is trying to roll out right now?
So there is a world of difference between what the Housing Commission and Sinn Féin have proposed and what the government have proposed. In fact, if anybody wants an independent view of that, read Niamh Toohey's explainer in the Irish Times today. My big concern here is threefold. One, what the government has proposed is not only not what the Housing Commission outlined, but it's actually going to create more bureaucracy, more red tape and more delay. And that's the very last thing we need. The second is, and we do have to look at the way in which the government mishandled the appointment of the chief executive. Brendan McDonagh's name has been in the media for 6 weeks. It was first reported by the Business Post 6 weeks ago. There has only been one candidate under consideration by Fianna Fáil. And there is no way that it would have got almost to cabinet without the Department of Finance being involved as the line department for the National Treasury Management Agency, and therefore Pascal Donoghue, as Fianna Fáil have now said, would have been in the loop. And then the salary, because this isn't some distraction. The idea at a time when there's a cost of living crisis and when government, for example, is delaying the implementation of the increase in the living wage, that you would pay anybody 430,000 euros.
And in fairness, the government has consistently said salary was not discussed.
Euros. I don't believe that for a second, and I don't think anybody who's followed this story credibly believes it. So, first of all, they're making a mess of the underlying housing policy and they're going to make things worse. Two, they completely botched the process by which they were going to appoint the chief executive. Three, they insulted the general public who were struggling with the cost of living crisis by proposing the salary. And now we have a Minister of State saying, oh, this is all the media trying to have some bust-up story. This is a government that simply cannot cope with the housing crisis they have created themselves and they are making it worse. And as a consequence of that, within the next month and two, there will be more people homeless, more people unable to afford rent or house prices, less social affordable homes delivered, and more young people being forced to immigrate because of the failure of this government. It is a shambles, but one that we should not be surprised by.
Roderick, I'm going to bring you in a moment, but Minister, I will let you respond there to the charges from Owen.
Yeah, thank you, and I have great respect for Owen, but he's given us no policy at all in his last contribution. That's why government is determined to cut red tape, remove the barriers and the silos to delivery in terms of implementation, the planning reform, revising the rules on exempted development and increasing our compulsory purchase orders and powers. And that's why, through the establishment of the Strategic Housing Activation Office, we will have a pathway to unblocking the infrastructure delays, bringing in expertise, and I don't know anybody who doesn't want to have expertise and experts involved in working with utility companies and working with Irish Water, so that we can ensure that if you take, for example, again here in Cork City, refurbishment of vacant property for residential use, where we can press ahead with what people want is the construction of houses. We can have all the rhetoric, we can have all the mind games and all the words, but what we need to see is, as government has demonstrated, and the Taoiseach, to be fair to system has been very clear, as is the Taoiseach. It's about the budget of almost €7 billion. It's about putting in place a suite of measures to assist first-time buyers, refurbishing vacant properties through Croí-Cónaithe. In terms of the programme for government, is very clear where we want to be. Yes, we'd like to, we're restless to have more houses built. Yes, we want to see more people in their own homes. But this is a process, and the process must be, to be fair to everybody, transparent. The Minister for Housing, James Brown, will come back now to government with the plan, and we will see the activation unit established, and we will then have, which I'm quite confident in, is the creation and the, and this, an increase of supply on it.
Okay, Roderick, to bring you in there, what's your view of this idea of a housing czar? And this, ultimately, the principle behind it is to try and get state agencies, government departments out of their silos and collaborating. It's ambitious. Do you think it's doable?
Well, I think, first of all, the government's been in an absolute panic mode on the issue of housing since the poor 2024 completion figures came out in January of this year. And we see that panic. We see it manifested in a range of areas. We see they're basically defunding the tenant in situ scheme, which has worked really well to keep people out of homelessness. We see it in the way they've rushed the rollout of this housing activation office and not given it the type of powers that the Housing Commission suggested. And we see it in how they've absolutely shot themselves in the foot now in terms of the appointment of a CEO. And now we have a really unedifying spectacle of the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael briefing against each other, talking against each other across the airwaves. And look, this approach to the Housing Activation Office is very much one from the Taoiseach. And the Taoiseach has been, you know, quite assertive in his office in the first 100 days. He pushed through his view on the speaking rights row, but he's clearly not going to get his way on this particular approach. And we're focused on, a personality spat rather than on bringing for those policies that will actually address the homelessness crisis we see.
Do you think the principle, though, of getting government departments, agencies working together collaboratively and sharing some of the turf is actually feasible, is doable?
I think it's a good principle, but it requires political leadership. Ultimately, you need politicians in the room to say, what have you done in the month or the week since we met last? Why didn't you do that? Is it this department? Is it that state agency? And you need those strong relationships. And 100 days into this new government, the relationship between the two players, the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, is clearly damaged. We have a new Minister for Housing who, you know, is taking a lower profile role to his predecessor, and look, maybe he's taken that
and
approach.
And he'll say otherwise. He'll say he's been very proactive and he's been trying to come with new ideas and be ambitious.
But fundamentally, and from my experience from being on cabinet committees, the ability to bring to break down barriers between different parts of the state require consistent and focused political leadership. And when those political relationships break down, it's very hard to deliver that.
Minister, do you want to come in there on Roderick saying this is panic mode and this is a coalition damaged as a result of the week's events?
Yeah, and can I just first of all congratulate Roderick on his re-election as leader of the Green Party as well. Look, there's no panic in government. Government is restless to increased supply. Roderick speaks about leadership, and there's a collaborative leadership united in the need to increase supply, in putting in place measures to look at how we can invest in supply affordable housing. And we see with the Land Development Agency again here in Cork yesterday increasing that. This, for me and for government, is about the delivery of homes. The people listening to us today will see the three of us having a debate, and it'll be centred on who said what or what relationship breaking down. The reality is, and we're all practicing politicians on you, we have an obligation. And as the Taoiseach has said, we must get it right. We've won opportunity. That is about increasing supply. And I'm quite confident that the Strategic Housing Activation Office, working with government, with Minister Cummins and Minister Brown in the Department of Housing, and with Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, independence in government, will do that. And that's what we'll be judged on at the end of our term in office.
Minister, when you listened to Owen earlier about the powers of the Housing Czar and its office and it being on an admin footing rather than a legislative footing, and then you look at the report on the front of the Irish Daily Mail today about how data centres are taking up a lot of the power in parts of the country, and the question over whether this risks the ability of new houses to connect into the electricity grid. And the Daily Mail has sources there talking about the Commission for Regulation and the extent of its powers to prioritise certain government policy objectives. Would you like to see a housing czar being able to kind of have overarching powers that means it can trump and prioritise certain decisions when it comes to data centres and who and where and when they can plug into the electricity grid?
Well, it's not about a czar. It's about ensuring, as we've said repeatedly, that we invest in our utilities like water, energy, so that we can ensure security of supply and that we can have access to energy or to water so that we can build houses. And that's what we're fundamentally about, and that reinforces the point of the land activation, or sorry, of the activation office working with the Land Development Agency, working with local authorities to ensure with the Department of Energy that we have clean, safe drinking water, that we have access to energy and supply of power that can ensure that we can expedite the supply of housing. And that's why housing is the priority of government, and that's why the Housing Activation Office
is necessary. Do statutory powers have to be given, though, whether it's the Commission for Regulation of Utilities Minister or a Housing Activation Office, when you see a frontline headline like that today?
Well personally, I'm not hung up on that. What I'm hung up about is that the National Planning Framework will allow us to ensure that we can commit to having a long-term investment in our utilities, that we can ensure that we can deliver housing, that we can look at our infrastructure delivery, okay, and that we can put the money that we need to in there to ensure that people have, you know, energy security as well. We can have all the debate about that, but what we need to ensure in the fundamentals is that we develop a programme that can commit to both in terms of supply and security and increase the housing stock.
Is something needed here on statutory powers?
Absolutely, and that's not just my view, that's the view of the Commission of Energy Regulation. The story in the Mail today is a really, really significant story broken by Sinn Féin MEP Lynn Boylan, and it should cause real alarm, because what the Commission of Energy Regulation are actually saying is that brand new electricity substations that were paid for by the general electricity consumer aren't going to be able to facilitate the type of housing growth that we need. They're saying that very loud and very clear. And they're calling for changes in legislation, not unlike as in the Netherlands, to give them that power. But likewise, Ishke Aaron only a number of weeks ago saying they aren't being given the capital funding by government to increase the capacity of a water and wastewater treatment plant to increase the provision of housing. Our planning authorities are saying they're starved of staff and need another 500 to 550 staff. And you have this war of attrition going on behind the scenes between the Department of Housing on the one hand and the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, delaying approval of about 5,000 social and affordable homes, and along with that, actually blocking local authorities using capital funding not only for Tenet in Situ, Roderick is right, but also for Housing First vital homeless programmes. Jeremy Butterer obviously has his head in the sand. This government is not interested in delivery. What it's doing is the very opposite, slowing down and preventing public and private sector residential developers from building the homes people need. That's why we're in a housing crisis.
I would refute that on you fundamentally.
OK, I'll let you come back in, Minister. I'll just let Roderick in on this question of the data centres.
Well, look, in the midst of a housing crisis, government has to make choices, and it has a choice here. It can continue the exponential growth in data centres, or it can ensure that there is capacity, particularly in our urban areas, for new housing. Eamon Ryan, when he was minister in the last government, made a choice. He placed greater restrictions on signing on new data centres, particularly in areas where there wasn't that capacity. The new government have made it very clear they want to flip that approach. They want a kind of a full access to all data centres. Right now, 21% of our energy goes to data centres. That will grow by 2030 to 28% if all data centres that have been given planning permission are built out. So I think the call that the new government is making on this is wrong. I think there is absolutely a role for data centres in the economy that we operate in this country, but in the midst of a housing crisis, priority has to be given to giving to allowing newly built homes connect to the grid.
Minister, on that, the decision is wrong on this one.
Well, government is committed to ensuring that we increase supply of housing. We've brought a fundamental raft of reform in terms of planning, national planning framework, in terms of increasing the supply of funding to the government, and Minister Brown will bring his housing plan to government, and the Housing Activation Office is an important part of that. But to say that government isn't committed to Bayonne is wrong. We are fundamentally, it is the housing priority, is the housing challenge that we must overcome as a country. It's our number one priority, and we're committed to
and
that.
And so with that, Minister, where do you find now your CEO, and what do you think would be the appropriate salary? You know, we heard Simon Harris say last night €430,000 was not a quote-unquote a fair amount. So what is and where do you find the CEO that they can get started quickly given the sense of urgency here?
Well, I'm sure we have a significant number of people who are working in a variety of roles who would be interested. The salary is one that will be walked between government minister Harris and Tánaiste Harris and the Taoiseach and with the housing department. But it's about ensuring that we have not just, and we're focused on this housing czar part. It's about the housing activation unit. It's about the unblocking of silos. It's about being able to have that pathway to ramping up, you know, supply, refurbishment, the acquisition of, so that we can ensure that people have homes. And we can focus on a particular person, but it's about this process, the skill set, working with government to ensure that over the long term that we invest in housing supply and that we deliver for people. And that's what we want to see happening.
Owen, if the Sinn Féin manifesto, you know, you had been elected to government and you were trying to implement your version of the Housing Commission, would you be looking for a housing CEO today to create that sense of urgency, to bring all of these stakeholders together? And what would be an appropriate salary?
Well, the first thing is we would have created a Housing Delivery Oversight Executive exactly as the Housing Commission set out, and everybody would be crystal clear in terms of what its functions are, where we don't have that at the moment.
But there would be a personality in charge alongside a Housing Minister.
But more important than that, it would have actual powers and they would be set out very, very clearly so everybody understood. That's the first thing. The second thing is, as I understand it, I've met the Housing Commission, unlike the previous Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, who disbanded them because he didn't like their criticism of government policy. I met them to tease this out. And in fact, my understanding is really what the Housing Delivery Oversight Executive is intended to do is bring together the people who are already in control of the capital budgets in our utility companies, infrastructure and public and private sector housing, to get them underscored by legislation emergency powers to coordinate better, to plan better and to have the ability to overcome obstacles. So clearly there would need to be somebody in charge. You could second somebody in from the local government sector, for example, or elsewhere. But actually the really important thing, and this is what the government have got fundamentally wrong with this proposal, is first of all, they still haven't said what this office is going to do. They haven't said what its powers are going to be. They haven't actually indicated whether there's going to be anybody on it other than civil servants and a small number of utilities. And they've surrounded by a number of other committees. All that's going to do is create more bureaucracy and more red tape. Right now, the single biggest obstacle, for example, delivery of social affordable homes is the Department of Finance, public expenditure reform and housing. We need to get them out of the micromanagement of public housing delivery and allow our local authorities and approved housing bodies to deliver the homes that we need.
Okay.
But we also need to increase the investment in targets. The government has chronically underestimated the need,
Roderick,
not just of social, but of
briefly,
also affordable homes.
Can
and
I
that's
ask,
a key
you,
recommendation of the Housing Commission as well.
The week that was, do you accept, though, where the government is at today and it's going to go ahead with this activation office, housing activation office, and therefore has a need for a CEO. Do you ultimately accept this is going to happen, you know, there's good merit in it, or do you think this is something government should be reviewing and the need for a CEO in parallel to a housing minister?
I think if the office ultimately ends up having as little power as it's being indicated now that it'll be given, I don't see the point of it. I genuinely don't. I agree with what the Housing Commission said in terms of giving an office statutory powers that it can actually push through the barriers that we do know exist. But this office hasn't been given that. So ultimately, and I think they'll actually find it hard to attract a CEO to this role, because any CEO is going to look at that and be like, I'll get all the blame and yet I'll be given none of the tools to make progress.
So Owen, I asked you earlier if you might be interested in the CEO role. You've been pitched there. You've heard the pitch from the minister. Would you be interested?
The fundamental problem of our housing system is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael's housing policy. No, no, I will. And so long as Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael's housing policy is the framework within which we're operating, of course I've no interest in such a thing.
We need a radical reset
of housing policy as recommended by the Housing Commission. This is not a laughing matter. This is about child homelessness. This is about young people emigrating. This is about working people not being able to afford their rent or to buy their own home.
We have
Fianna Fáil
and
Fine Gael are gaslighting people.
They
say it's a priority.
I have
it's
to take,
not, they're the cause
I
of the
have
problem.
To take a break, this everyone. And we'll be back
after
the break discussing the most recent charter flight that left Dublin on Thursday, deporting 39 Georgians back to their country of origin. Back after these.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.